This day is a day that we can start the heart of America again. And it has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with God.
Glenn Beck's convocation over the weekend on the Washington, D.C. Mall perhaps has less to do with God and much more to do with a curious aspect of American democracy when it gets fused up with the media. The ideology of anger, of being publicly and loudly fed up.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
The classic Howard Beale line from the movie Network was a great movie moment, but it articulates the political problem with being mad as hell. It's both a dramatic podium and kind of a narrow ledge. Here's the very popular and populist media figure Father Charles Edward Coughlin in the 1930s railing against Washington and the Federal Reserve.
They don't want to believe in that part of the Constitution. They believe that the Federal Reserve Bank has the right to coin and regulate the value of money. They're not even Americans, these so-called Democrats and Republicans.
To confront the forces of change during the Depression and the Roosevelt changemakers, Coughlin mobilized an army on his radio show and at rallies across the country.
We're through with the sham battle of politicians, and now we're on our own. Therefore, under your congressional district presidents, form your battalions, take up the shield of your defense, unsheathe the sword of your truth, and carry on. In Illinois, so that the communists, on the one hand, cannot scourge us, and that the modern capitalists, on the other, cannot plague us.
Ooh. Glenn Beck has certainly made himself a big celebrity, but he can't hold a candle to, say, Charles Lindbergh, who rallied hundreds of thousands from coast to coast to keep America out of World War II and support Germany.
We cannot allow the natural passions and prejudices of other peoples to lead our country to destruction. The Roosevelt administration is the third powerful group which has been carrying this country toward war. Its members have used the war emergency to obtain a third presidential term for the first time in American history.
Lindbergh did not prevail, of course, and indeed the populism of Father Coughlin never registered its apparent power at the ballot box. The ideology of outrage, that narrow ledge, offers no path to become unmad. There's no way to say, I was mad as hell a while ago and I voted and it all went away. Perhaps the bonding of gathering on the mall itself in large numbers from time to time is its own reward. Here's Reverend Louis Farrakhan at the Million Man March. Remember that? Back in 1995?
I say your name. International trade for the good of myself, my family, and my people.
The building of factories and businesses from the bottom up is something most of those million marchers are probably still waiting for. Anger is a countable force in America, always has been. People on the mall are a powerful picture. Where the message gets translated into real politics, though, that's the test. Is the message familiar or distorted? Is it an anthem or an anthem of anger itself?